It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
It's another edition of the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank, and we are happy to have a guest in the studio here today as we visit with CSC women's basketball player and now emerging star from the three-point line, Kylie Kreis. Kylie, hello, welcome in. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Really happy to have you in. You're one of the newest members of the Chadron State ladies team this year. We're going to talk about a lot of different things about you, let the fans get to know you a little bit.
Awesome.
But let's get started with the performance on Saturday down at Metro. 7 3-pointers. You hit 7 threes. You went 7 of 8. Just a remarkable run. You were red hot shooting the ball. How'd it feel to hit those 7 threes and help your team get the win?
Oh, it was awesome. It felt so amazing. Like, I don't know. It was just amazing. But the team did really well with finding open people. And I think we were coming together, and we're actually playing a lot better as a team now. And it's really exciting to see, because I think we can go a lot farther with it. So I'm excited to see how it goes.
You know, when you're in that kind of a zone and you're just hitting them one after another, do you feel different out there, or do you feel like you're in a zone and you just can't miss? What's the feeling like when you were just cashing all those threes one after another?
Yeah, I did feel like I was in a zone, and it was also like really exciting. Like, I was really excited to be out there and just keep hitting those threes. It's like something I've never experienced before, but it was a good feeling.
Well, that was my next question, is have you ever had a game like that before?
I have, but it hasn't been with threes. It's just been like with like outside shots, but not threes. So that was, it was like totally new experience, but it was so much fun. Yeah.
How did the two compare? Was this like a middle school game or like an elementary game where you went crazy, or was it a college or a high school game?
Yeah, it was a high school game, but I just think the threes were more exciting because it was just like, I don't know, college is farther out, so it feels like more accomplishment to me, I guess. So yeah, it was pretty exciting.
And to do it at Metro, where Chadron State hadn't won since, I read this week, back since 2001. I'd heard and read before the game it was at least 2011, so now it's back to 2001. That's 20-some years. As this game was going on, and you guys were definitely sensing it with the lead being so big in the second half, what was the chatter like, the vibe like out there? Saw a lot of smiles calling the game from the sideline.
Oh yeah, I think the bench was really nice. Like, they were cheering so loud for us, and I think that got us a little hyped. But I know that once, like, we got, like, the whistle blew, we'd come together and we'd, like, say a lot of encouraging things. Like, hey, you got it next time. You see it coming. You got it. Like, it was just, I think we all came together as a team and performed really well. So, yeah.
Yeah, it certainly showed that when down there calling the game by the sideline, I could see how cohesive you guys were that game. Just an amazing road win. And winning on the road in this conference, really difficult. You've been a member of the conference for a few years, and we'll get into more of that, but your first year was Chadron State. How important was it for your team to win on the road, kind of knowing some of the struggles your teammates have been going through the last few years on the road in the conference?
Right. I think it was a big deal. I know that after in the locker room, we were all talking about it and how we should do it more often because of how good it felt. But I think with like our team coming together more, I think it can be more like, I think we can win more on the road because of how much we're coming together and how much we realize we need each other to win. And it's not just a one person game. So, yeah.
A lot of opportunities coming up for you, Kylie, on the road here in January, especially with long road trips on the way. Home games first. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the interview, too, as we have Kylie Kreis, Chadron State women's basketball player, student athlete here in Chadron, with us on the show tonight. Kylie, okay, so you went your first 8 games as an Eagle with at least 1 3-point make. So you had a nice little streak there. Little pre-holiday slide, just didn't fall for a couple of games. That happens during the course of a season, of course. And then the Metro game, you came roaring back. Did you make any change since those 2 games before Christmas that really unlocked all that success on Saturday?
Yeah, I know. I was talking to my dad, and I was like, something just is not right about my shot. So we went in over or we went in every day over break to like fix my shot, and we got it pretty fixed. And then also I came back and got some tips from my coach, Coach Brewster, and ever since then it's been really good. It's been a lot better. Yeah, yeah,
hopefully that continues. And yes. Dad must have told you the right way to get it up.
Yeah.
Showed you how to get that shot going. And yeah. Dad's always can help out.
Oh,
right?
yeah he knows a lot, and I just feel really comfortable working with him too. Like I can be myself and just, I don't know, I think I did like unlock a new me, I guess I would say. Yeah.
Did he coach you a lot growing up and help you out with basketball?
When I was really little, like 5 or 6, but then after that it was just, I've had the same head coach for like middle school through high school, so yeah.
All right, Kylie Kreis with us here on the show. And speaking of growing up, family, and those kind of things, you're from Briggsdale, Colorado, a
yes.
town out on the eastern plains of Colorado, at least as I know it, from Westminster on the Front Range. What's life like in Briggsdale, Colorado, growing up?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty small. I mean, to go to Walmart, it's about 35 minutes away, so we got to get everything done before we come back. but I know that going, like, playing every sport, you really have to, because, like, it's such a small school, so everyone plays every sport. But the community is always there. Like, we have a huge crowd at home games, and some even come for away games, and they don't have kids that are playing. They just want to watch.
Awesome.
So, I mean, like, we had an amazing community, and it was just really fun to play at a small school.
Well, you weren't just a basketball star in high school, you were a great volleyball player.
Oh, thank
too
you.
Yeah, I researched that. I saw, wow, how do you pick one of the two? I thought, we're lucky you picked basketball for the Eagles.
Yeah.
But how did you make the choice between the two, and how much did you enjoy playing volleyball?
I really enjoyed playing volleyball. I mean, it was something other than basketball, and it was just fun to play with the same group of girls for both volleyball and basketball. But I think I chose basketball because I've been playing since like I can't even remember like four, but I played club all summer, and that's what I worked up for, is to get to college basketball all summer, all spring, all fall, all the time. Basketball.
Well, you certainly chose a great path. You're having an excellent career here, starting with Shadron State, and several years into your career too with the RMAC, as Kylie started at Western Colorado, another RMAC school up in beautiful Gunnison. What made you decide it was time for a change to leave the Mountaineers and come over here to Nebraska in the Pine Ridge?
I don't think the program was right for me, but I know as soon as I came on a visit at Shadron, I love the team. Like, they just felt so close, and everyone knew everyone, and I just felt like it was a really great environment for me to be in, and I love the coaching staff, and it's just like, it's been the best experience I've had so far.
It's kind of funny, because when you look at your bio on the Western page from a former roster, it's actually you playing against Shadron State.
Yes,
and
yeah.
There's some of the girls on your current team
yeah.
sitting in the background, the men's team watching from the stands. Do you remember those games or the game you played against Shadron State a little bit before you came here?
Yeah, a little bit. I remember when I first came, we all talked about how we played against each other, and I really don't remember a lot, but I remember some of it, and I remember the girls that I played against and guarded, so yeah.
And the coming together and the chemistry with those new teammates now that you've got here at Shadron State, it sounds like it's all really working well for you, and you're meshing right on in.
Oh yeah, no, I love it. It's like, it's such a great experience, and like the coaching staff, they're amazing. They'll work with you one-on-one whenever you need. They're always there for you outside of basketball too, and I think that's the most important thing.
That's great. Kylie Kreis here on the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Let's look at family a little bit here, Kylie. You come from a very big family.
Oh, yeah.
You are one of 8 children, so you've got 7 brothers and sisters. How was that growing up? And talk about, you know, competing in sports, some of the fun you guys may have had pushing each other and throwing the ball around, shooting the ball as kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember I was growing up with 3 brothers at the time. It was just me and the 3 brothers. And so it was so competitive. Everything was competitive. Getting snacks, who got to sit in the front seat, everything like that.
Of course.
Yeah, and then I got 3 sisters after that, and ever since then we have been playing basketball and volleyball. Like, we go to the gym together, but it got less competitive as the boys started to move out, so it was a nice break.
Do you feel like you guys kind of made each other, pushed each other to become better athletes?
Oh, yeah.
In a sense?
Oh, yeah. Well, I never got to play Barbies because it was 3 boys and 1 girl, so I always had to play sports or video games or stuff like that, so yeah.
That's great. Kylie Kreis with us here on the Sports Journal tonight. Kylie, the pandemic, you're one of the student athletes that kind of came up through the pandemic, really had to sort some things out, mm-hmm. making the transition high school into college, and you've got some really cool videos up on Twitter of how you spent your time during the pandemic at dribbling basketballs and having a lot of fun with it as best as you could, but try to hone your skills as well, some challenges and stuff like that. Tell us about those.
So during COVID, our season got canceled halfway through. Or no, at the state championship game.
Yeah.
And so during the summer, our club team didn't play basketball either. So they wanted us to stay connected in some way. So we did like these drills with dribbling basketballs and stuff. And we also posted them on Twitter so that the college coaches could still see us putting in work over the COVID time. So,
you said that it got canceled at the state championship game. Were you, was your team in that state championship
game? No, we weren't, but our boys were. We were, actually it was a Final Four game. They had made it to the Final Four. And so we were, and they had never done that before. So we were like really excited for them. And then we were in McDonald's, and actually we found out on Facebook, like no one called us or anything. It was just Facebook.
Yeah. Wow. Well, how did that boys team kind of react to that? And how did you guys, did they go out and maybe play like a pickup game in Briggsdale or something just to try to manufacture their own sort of championship? I don't know. It would just be such a heartbreaking situation. And the whole town, like you said, behind the team and gets canceled just like that. It was got to be really tough.
It was really tough. I know that we were all in McDonald's, the boys and girls, and we were like sobbing because they had so many seniors and they were just so disappointed. But they all got rings that, like for Final Four just because they felt like they needed to. So, and I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, a great season nonetheless. Glad you could recognize it and that town could celebrate that team despite the pandemic taking away their chance to try and win the official championship on the court. As we visit with Kylie Kreis here tonight, CSC Women's Basketball. You enjoy working with the elderly, spending time with older folks, Kylie, and tell us why that's important to you and what opportunities you might try to do that here in Chadron.
Okay. I think it's important to me because actually I love listening to their stories. Their stories are amazing. And they are so fun to work with. They're funny, they're smart, and they'll give you good advice. I might stay up here in Chadron over the summer, so I might try to find something with the elderly and try to help out with that because I think that's a big thing in my life is like helping out the elderly. So, and I'm excited to find out. Because Greeley is way different than Chadron. So yeah. I'm excited to see the change in that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And Briggsdale, 30 minutes from Greeley, hour from Fort Collins or so, you said?
Yep.
So there's opportunities you've had back home, not too far from home, to sort of work with the elderly and such. And if you stay here in Chadron, you want to hook up with maybe a local area and try to see some folks there.
Yeah, of course. My mom used to work at one, like a senior citizen center. And then I used to go with her sometimes just to listen to their stories. They're so funny. And yeah, I love being around them. It's a good environment.
Does that have anything to do with maybe what you want to do for a career or what your major is here at Chadron State? Do you want to, what are you studying? What do you want to do?
So I'm majoring in psychology right now with a minor in counseling. I want to do something sports related with psychology. So like a sports psychology or a sports psychologist or even a counselor. I just want to be able to help people. That's the main goal. Yeah.
That's awesome, Kylie. And finally, let's talk basketball once again as we wrap up. Again, the 7-3s on Saturday at Metro Fans. If you missed it, it was huge. We'll have the radio highlight package put together with Kylie's great day and the Eagle win here posted as well for you to listen to. But an unbalanced schedule this week, Kylie. Let's look at who you're playing. You got Colorado Mesa. They're a phenomenal program and team coming in on Friday night. Then you have Westminster on Saturday. They're currently last in the RMAC. They've had some past success, but kind of struggling. So really, the two opposite ends of the spectrum this weekend. What do you make of the two matchups, and what are you looking forward to?
I know that Mesa's going to be a challenge, but I think that we are working so hard in practice this week and we are really trying to figure out what they do and try to figure out how to stop it and stuff like that. But I believe that we should come out with two wins at the end of this week. We've really come together as a team and our chemistry is just amazing. Like we're figuring out like who's hot, what people do best, get it in the post, in and out stuff. And I think we're really like we are doing so much better than the beginning of the season. It's looking really well.
And I'm sure the win Saturday kind of boosted the energy and desire to go out there and really rip it at practice, right?
Practice is intense, but it's a good intense. Like we're going against each other, but it's a good going against each other. Yeah, we're making each other better for sure.
Kylie, thanks so much for being on the show here tonight. To Kylie Kreis of CSC Women's Basketball and our guest here on the CSC Sports Journal tonight, presented by Nebraska Bank. Good luck this weekend, Kylie. We'll see you at the gym at the Chicoine Center. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
a community bank and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.